We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What is this song?
This is the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, I noticed it the moment he started singing. I was like, oh, Red Hot Chili Peppers. But I don't know the song.
I know that voice.
Yeah. I don't even know the song, though.
This is one of their more popular songs, Danny California.
Oh.
You'd know the hook, I think. You would know the hook for sure.
Not a huge Chili Peppers fan. Although, when I went to UM, I did see them in concert. It was frenetic and energetic.
I was front row at their concert a couple years ago. Yeah. Amazing.
With Big O?
Not with Big O, actually.
See, it's like a Big O concert. How'd you get front row? What was it, just general admission?
You know, my old promotions days, somebody may or may not have picked up a ticket or two, and
you horked front row tickets that was supposed to go to a winner?
You know, maybe my friend just so happened to win them, and he just so happened to take his buddy.
I mean, I'm just around corrupt people all the time.
I like your honesty, Solana, because we don't lie on this show. We tell the truth on this show.
Never lied. Never lied.
Oh, my God. I'm surrounded by...
I just want to say I have...
Someone tweeted at me today, your Clinton is horrible and annoying. Man. Tough crowd. I worked on it for 36 years.
I was going to say, goodness gracious.
Let me give out the code word for this hour. We're giving away Joe's Dough on 560, Leroy's Loot on 790. The word this hour is donut, but the spelling is D-O-N-U-T. Donut. Text D-O-N-U-T to 72881, and you could win $1,000. Text the word donut to 72881, you could win $1,000 right now. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. It's sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Text the word donut, D-O-N-U-T, to 72881. All right, let's get headlines here. It's 305. Headline. A little 305.
Dolly.
Let's Dolly.
And headlines with Alejandro, or as we call him sometimes, Dolly-handro Solana.
The Marlins, they won in extras last night, 5-3. Yimi Garcia picks
Yimi
up the win.
Gimme Yimi.
They play the Braves again tonight, 7:20 p.m. First pitch in Atlanta. Pablo Lopez Pillows, he's on the mound tonight.
Let's go.
The Miami Heat, they play another late game tonight in Phoenix, game 2 of 4 on this West Coast road trip. Last night, Phoenix, they beat Houston 126-120, and Jay Crowder, our old friend, had a career-high 8 3-pointers in the first half.
Oh, boy.
Phoenix hit 25 3-pointers. Last night, guys. But the
That's
Heat.
Insane.
3 games over .500. They lost to Phoenix here in Miami, looking for some revenge on the road. A 10 p.m. tip-off. You can hear the game here on 790, the ticket.
And you've already started the road trip with a victory, so you're feeling good already.
Yeah. But I watched the Suns play the Clippers last week, I believe, and the Suns are a good-ass team. This is a sky. I'm worried tonight.
Good team. Yeah, they are a good team.
Yeah, that Chris Paul addition, like, truly catapulted them into elite status.
And the little Ayton, the big old goofy Ayton, looking like something off a movie. Yeah, he's balling.
Yeah. Shout out James Jones. I think we mentioned it a couple weeks ago when they played here, but James Jones.
Put that thing together, man. Who put this thing together, man? Me. That's who.
I have James Jones' number in my phone.
James Jones used to come on the radio locally a decent amount.
Yeah. No, when he was down here, he was at every charity event anybody did.
He's another charitable dude, yeah.
Yeah.
And the Florida Panthers, they're in Dallas tonight, 8:30 p.m. puck drop. You can hear that game on 560 The Joe, WQAM. Driegs, he's in goal tonight. The Cats, they're 4-2 this season versus Dallas, looking to make it 5-2 with a win tonight.
Yeah, need a win. Got a little get a little something going. I saw Anthony Duclair is back tonight, so that's good news.
Some more NBA news. Jamal Murray of the Denver Nuggets. Tough scene last night. He tore his ACL. Yeah. There was about a minute left in a game that technically was kind of out of reach. Looks like he's going to be out for the rest of the season. Not looks like it. He will be out
the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And that changes the West.
Yep.
The Nuggets couldn't compete with the Lakers and them. That changes the West.
Yep.
Also in the NBA, the Timberwolves versus Nets game that was postponed yesterday following the police shooting of Dante Wright in a Minneapolis suburb. It has been rescheduled for today, 4 p.m., so we'll have some afternoon NBA basketball.
We have a line change on that. Brooklyn at the 2 o'clock hour was a 5.5-point favorite. Now they're a 7.5-point favorite.
Oh. We didn't put it in.
Yeah. Stay away. Heat are 3-point dogs tonight in Phoenix.
Ooh.
I'd have a tough time betting the Heat tonight.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler over under is 21.5. Bam Adebayo 17.5. Devin Booker is 26.5.
Crazy thing. I go over on Booker before the other ones.
Yeah.
Second night of a back-to-back, though. Heat's defense has been really good as of late.
Yeah. They did shut down. They shut down McCollum and Lillard.
Not the first time. They did recently, but not the first time.
And then Bam, like we just talked about, Ayton. Bam going down and have to fight with that big monster all game. I don't know.
That's a tough one for me. Let me look at the Panthers here. Panthers are a slight underdog. I'm sorry, slight favorite. Panthers are -115 tonight, and Dallas is -105. So Panthers are a slight favorite.
In the NFL.
Maybe I'll have to do one of my famous all-Miami trifecta parlays.
Huck, it's never worked.
I know. We're getting clubbed on those, huh?
Yeah, no, we're going 0-3, Hawk. We're not even getting close. We're going 0-3 every time.
Yeah, but, I mean, the odds would tell you that has to change.
You know what? Like the odds of hitting a 7-10 split.
There you go. Yeah. Exactly. Bingo. This will be our 7-10 split.
In the NFL earlier today, the Arizona Cardinals, they signed running back James Conner to a 1-year deal. He's only 25 years old. I was shocked to hear that. He was a Pro Bowler a couple years ago in 2018.
He took over for
was that LeSean McCoy?
Le'Veon Bell. Yeah. He was holding out. Yeah. Yeah.
But he was hurt coming out of college, and then didn't he have cancer or something? He had something like crazy.
He did.
Happen to
I
him.
Didn't realize that. James Conner?
Yeah. I think James Conner, he beat something crazy, and then, you know, not even off the field, but on the field too, he's just injury prone. He gets hurt a lot.
All right, guys, in the Champions League right now, quarterfinals, second leg, PSG versus Bayern. That was a 3 p.m. start. They're about 10 minutes in. Chelsea-Porto, again, second leg. That's a 3 p.m. start as well. PSG won the first game on the road 3-2. Chelsea on the road as well won the first game 2-0. I'll keep an eye on those games with a 4 p.m. update. Finally.
Yeah, 2015, Connor announced he was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Huh. I knew he beat something crazy, and Eric Berry, I think Eric Berry kind of took him under his wing and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Wow, I did not realize that. Wow. Yeah.
I'll skip the finally here because it would have been mildly inappropriate. Let's get to the...
Why, it was a cancer joke?
No, it wasn't. I don't know. You guys
jokes
kind of...
Jokes are you, right?
We were
lauding. I mean, that's always a great story when someone overcomes cancer. You can go on to something silly. We're not the...
When he comes a pro bowler, it's an enlightening... Yeah. It's a happy story.
Yeah. Let's go, Gail King. Give us something funny.
Finally, guys. There's a website looking to pay someone to become... a, quote, MLB food tester. So if they pick you, you'll go to a few Major League Baseball parks to watch games, eat hot dogs, and report on how they are. They're going to pay $500, plus they'll cover travel and all food expenses.
Yeah, that's my thing. And you don't have to pay me. I'll pay you the $500, and I'll cover the travel expenses as well. I love that stuff. I absolutely love that stuff. I'm thinking about starting a podcast with my kid where we just eat and rate snacks. I love it. I just love it.
I would like to nominate you if they're listening.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that very much.
Yes.
Yeah, I told you, my kid and I and my wife, we subscribe to, is it called Snack Crate or... something like that. But every month we get a different box of snacks from a different country or a different locale. This month was Sweden. Last month was Brazil. And it gives you a write-up of each of the snacks. And, you know, like the chocolate from Sweden tastes different than the chocolate from here. But, you know, and we just, you know, throughout the month, we're like, hey, let's open this. And we all try it. I don't know. I enjoy snacks and that kind of stuff.
I want to give you a hard time, but that's actually pretty cute and cool.
It's a little family thing that we have found that we enjoy. Brady Quinn does not like snacks. We've learned that on this show. I love snacks. Whole family loves snacks.
Tell Brady doesn't enjoy snacks.
Literally does not eat a snack. It's one of the more shocking admissions I've ever heard on radio. Literally will not eat a snack. If he is flying from the East Coast to the West Coast and it's not meal time, he will drink water. Bizarre. Of course, he looks a hell of a lot better than I do.
Yeah. He said, yeah, I'll eat chips after a steak. I'm like, huh?
Right.
After a steak.
It's part of the meal. Yeah.
Dude's weird. Beautiful, though. He's a beautiful man, but he's weird.
Woo. He is beautiful.
Get to weather.
More excited than I was. I was.
Oh, did I do that out loud?
Oh, my goodness. That was weird what you just did.
Damn, I want that guy. Did I say that out loud?
Those estrogen gummies kicking in.
They're kicking in.
Wait until he gets a load of these.
Cutting the gummies in half, Hawk. You're taking too much.
Get to weather.
What else, Alana, anything?
Weather from the Exogen Weather Center. 86 degrees and sunny right now in Miami. Lucky for Hawk's nipples, won't be cold tonight. Currently 70 degrees.
Keep it hot as hell out here. Just keep it hot as hell.
That is your weather.
All right. We're going to play Talk About It Tuesday in the next segment. I always say Solana's got topics. We've got opinions. I don't know how we have these opinions because we don't know what the topics are yet. But trust me, we'll have opinions. Talk about it Tuesday here in a moment.
Y'all got to get out to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Man, I went and got some fish, some stone crabs this weekend, some crabs now. I got all of them. I love Delaware, and they have everything you need. Go to DelawareChicken.com. That's all I'll tell you. Go to DelawareChicken.com. I talk about how awesome the selection is. I bring up as much as I can remember, but they have so much delicious food. DelawareChicken.com is the website. There's an availability button right there. You can find out everything they have, but it's lamb, beef, veal, pork, to poultry and duck and turkey, to the lobsters. Two different type of lobsters, 15 different type of shrimp, 20 different species of fish. They got the crabs, they got the alligator, venison, frog legs. Y'all got to get out to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. I got some ostrich the other day, ground ostrich. It was delicious. I made a little meal out of it. Just everything you need, DelawareChicken.com. When you find out what you want, call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want, and they'll have your order packaged and ready when you get there. They're going to save you time. They're going to save give you money, and they'll bring it out to the car if you want to. Bring it right out to your car, curbside delivery. If you want to go inside now, wear your mask, go inside, see all the delicious food behind the glass, meet the amazing, friendly staff. I spend about an hour in there just talking most times I go, but Delaware is amazing. And right now, the prices are stupid. The price is always crazy. But the Royal Red Shrimp's only $10.99 right now. The stuffed crab's only $4.99 each. Ground turkey breast, $5.99. Whole turkey breast, $4.99. Can't beat the prices. Can't beat the selection. Can't beat the service. You just can't beat Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. It's located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
Talk about it Tuesday next here on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Talk about it.
Hawk and Crowder.
And let us get to Alejandro Solana and talk about it Tuesday.
All right, let's start here, even though I don't really want to, but it was the topic all over NFL Twitter yesterday and even into today after Julian Edelman announced his retirement yesterday. This is the argument. Is Edelman a Hall of Famer or not a Hall of Famer?
Talk about it. Well, I don't know enough about, you know, Hall of Fame stats, right? So I'm not a huge stats guy, but I've seen Edelman's numbers compared to Hines Ward's numbers. And Hines Ward has a Super Bowl MVP as well, if you're putting that into the mix. So it's not like Julian Edelman has something that Hines Ward doesn't. And so if Hines Ward can't sniff the Hall of Fame, then I don't see how Julian Edelman should. That being said, he is a great Jewish hero athlete, and we embrace him. We Jews embrace Julian Edelman. He gives us great pride in the athletic realm where we don't have much representation. He's in our Jewish Hall of Fame, without question. The NFL Hall of Fame, Pro Football Hall of Fame, probably not.
The answer is no, 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 and hell no. He's a good player, good receiver, good slot guy, just it all off numbers, all the analytics. What did he do? He wasn't a generational talent. He was a real good slot receiver for one of the best quarterbacks in it. The best quarterback in history of the NFL. I love Julian Edelman. He is a great player. I enjoyed watching him even with Cam Newton, with a couple times he played with him. Julian Edelman is not on a Jerry Rice, on a Randy Moss. He's just not on that level. Love him to death, but he should never go to the Hall of Fame.
Here's the comparison with Hines Ward. Julian Edelman, 620 receptions. Hines Ward, 1,000. Julian Edelman, 6,822 yards. Hines Ward, 12,083 yards. Julian Edelman, 36 touchdowns. Hines Ward, 85 touchdowns. They both have won a Super Bowl MVP. Statistically, if Hines Ward doesn't belong there, then Julian Edelman's nowhere near getting into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I honestly, and I don't know, you tell me if I'm crazy, I think Wes Welker was better than Julian Edelman.
Yeah, I mean, Julian Edelman played his role perfectly. You want a sure-handed guy, right? And if Tom Brady trusts you, then you know you're a good receiver. But that doesn't make you a Hall of Fame receiver.
No.
You know, so.
You know what, Solon, I like how you laid that out because it was a conversation. Everybody, you go straight, do retire. Is he a Hall of Famer? Bro, the Hall of Fame shit, it's not supposed to be easy to get into. It's not supposed to be easy. If Zach Thomas is not in the Hall of Fame by now, it should take Julian Edelman 400 years to make it if he does. There's no chance. It should be an elite group. The Hall of Fame, the best guys to ever, the best receivers to ever play this game. And Julian Edelman is not one of the best receivers to ever play this game. He didn't even make Pro Bowls when he was balling with New England because there were so many more better receivers in the league than him.
But to play devil's advocate, do we have any Jewish football players in the Hall of Fame? And if not, can we get one?
Yeah.
Can we get one?
Yeah.
But Hawk, I just don't. I think
you
there
can't
might be
give
some,
us one.
There might be some other religions out there as well that don't have any. I don't know if that is, you know. I don't know if the.
But we
you know
just what? We're asking but, for one.
Affirmative action of the Hall of Fame? It's out of my pay grade.
Can we get Myers Leonard to weigh in on this? Mm-mm. Nope, there's a no, no vote right there. No, so he says no. All right.
No vote for him.
Well, Football Hall of Fame, Jewish. They call them members? Jewish?
what is it? The Jewish? List of Jewish NFL players are pretty short. I don't think you...
We can't get our one guy into the Hall of Fame?
Why your voice keep cracking?
We just want the one guy.
I'm on your side then.
Zero Pro Bowl appearances, by the way, for Julian Edelman. Sorry, Hawk. I don't mean to rag on our guy here. I'm with you. Put him in the hall for us. But zero Pro Bowl appearances. I don't know of any Hall of Famer that made zero All-Star games in the NBA, zero Pro Bowl appearances in the NFL.
All right.
So he was never one of the top four receivers in the league his entire career, but now he's going to Hall of Fame. I'm sorry, Hawk. I'm sorry.
All right. I mean, listen, we want to do the whole show anti-Semitically. Let's go ahead. Nope. I mean, it is what it is.
Nope.
I'm looking at Jewish players in pro football. Did you know Lyle Alzado was Jewish?
No.
You remember Lyle Alzado?
No, the name. That was a long time ago, though.
The monster. Let's see. Greg Camarillo was Jewish?
What?
I know Greg, and I didn't know that.
Is that true? Am I on the right page here? Yeah, list of Jewish American sports people. Greg Camarillo was Jewish?
Wait, he's still alive. He is Jewish?
Yeah, Hawk. He acts like Greg is from 1941. Greg played, Greg has a 4-year-old daughter right now, man. I know Greg.
Let's see. Josh Rosen, we know, of course. Sage Rosenfels. Jeff Schwartz, we've had him on the air before.
Jay Fiedler, wasn't he Jewish?
Yeah, I think he was.
Camarillo is Jewish. His mother's Jewish, and her family immigrated to the U.S. from Hungary when she was young.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jay Fiedler, he's Jewish. Yeah, I don't, and none of these names here though jump off as a. Sid Luckman. There you go, Sid Luckman, former Chicago Bears quarterback. He's in the Hall of Fame.
There you go.
All right,
Sid Luckman. Yeah. We got our guy.
Yes. Oh.
Got our guy.
Sid. Get him, Sid.
Born in 1916, died in 1998 in Aventura. How about that? There's our Hall of Famer. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm taking a trip to Canton. And I'm bringing, what am I bringing with me? A couple of canadals and a latke.
Latkes are delicious.
All right, let's transition here to Charles Barkley. He recently claimed he was offered a position to work on the Monday Night Football
broadcast. I forgot this was talking about
a
Tuesday. I just thought we were talking about Jewish Hall of Famers. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Talk about it Tuesday. Talk about it, Solana.
You thought this was a post-Shabbat ceremony for a second. You're just shooting the bleep with your guys at the shul.
Yeah, I thought it was just me, a couple of guys sitting around talking about great Jewish athletes. Going back in the Rolodex to 1930s for Sid Luckman. All
Sandy
right, well, you got to do what you got to do.
Did you say Sandy Koufax?
Sue Bird.
Is Sue Bird Jewish?
Yep. I'm looking at her.
She
right
is?
Now. Yeah. Sue Bird.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. We're in the WNBA Hall of Fame too then, baby.
Look at
Let's
that.
Go.
Yeah, talk yeah. about it. Woo. Talk about it.
All right, Charles Barkley, he recently claimed he was offered a position to work on the Monday Night Football broadcast, but he says he turned it down.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. I'm a Charles Barkley fan. I love when he's talking. I love when he's giving analysis because he doesn't watch. He doesn't know. And it doesn't bother me at all. So I would have loved him on Monday Night Football. When he does the NCAA tournament, he does not watch college basketball. That is me doing analysis on college basketball. Remember the other night was, oh no, it was Shaq who was talking about Pascal and Siakam as two different people. But that, I mean, that none of those guys watch basketball anymore, like real analysts. I don't mind. I love when Barkley is adding his two cents to anything. So I would have loved to have seen it.
If you love uninformed shows, listen to the Dolphin pregame with Channing Crowder.
no. Just talk, baby. Just talk.
I don't like. You know what? I'll be honest. I swear to goodness, Tony Romo has set the bar so damn high on everybody in football that they would kill him like they killed what's a little wrinkle fingers, Booger McFarland. You the tight end?
Jason Witten. Witten was awful.
Just, yeah. But you know what? If Witten got into it 10 years ago, he wouldn't be as awful as he was now. That this damn Romo has put this bar so high, and I love Romo. I'm backing Romo. I'm not criticizing him. He's charismatic. He calls the plays out. He tells you what's about to happen. But Chuck can't do that. Like you're saying, Chuck will be talking about somebody's mom, you know, being a teacher at a high school or something. He's not going to talk about football. I think football people like more football than basketball people like straight X and O basketball.
That's a good point. That is a good point, because Tony Romo is so beloved, and it's because he gives you just that insight. And you would get none, obviously, from Barkley. But, man, he is entertaining. I would have liked it.
Well, like, even on the TNT set, and I love watching TNT basketball, even if it's not the Heat. They don't teach you about basketball unless when little bad knees Kenny runs to the board. They just talk trash to each other, and you enjoy the camaraderie of those four.
Right, right.
I don't really learn during halftime like Correct. I learned during NFL.
No, game. I like when they bust on each other. You know, my favorite part on that whole show in its history has been the talk about the gas tank. Now I'm tempted to play that today.
That's what... think about having that argument on Monday Night Football. Football
Sign
people would
me
go
up.
Hawk,
Sign
football
me up.
People would go crazy to talk about gas tank getting filled at halftime of a Monday Night game.
I'd like it. What about you, Solana? Barkley, Monday Night Football?
I'm in. Yeah, anytime Barkley talks, I want to hear what he has to say. So I'm in.
Yeah, I like it. All right, you got another talk about it Tuesday?
I do, guys. A new Netflix movie. It's based on Saints head coach Sean Payton's life. After he was suspended by the NFL over Bountygate, they casted Kevin James to play Sean Payton.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Yeah, I saw that. I don't know if that's inspired casting, because Sean Payton's a fairly serious guy. We all know Kevin James as a cut-up. Obviously, it's about Sean Payton's season off, and he goes to coach his kid's football team rather than coaching the Saints because of Bountygate. And I just don't... Like, Kevin James is squat. He's super squat. Not that Sean Payton, you know, is a physical specimen, but... I don't know. When I see Kevin James, I see the UPS uniform from King of Queens. Like, that's how I see him. So, I don't know. He's a local guy. I think he lives in Delray Beach or Boca.
Yeah, man. You hit my point right on the head, Hawk. I was thinking more Brad Pitt or Tom Cruise or Leonardo DiCaprio. You know, I just like a more good-looking, you know, serious actor. But... To the point of if they're trying to make it more funny, if they're going to make more of a, you know, a lighter story out of this with Kevin James, I like it, because the drama behind Bountygate is really BS to me. Okay, you gave some guys some money to hit on a football field. Like, it's not like they made a big story about it because all the CTE stuff came out. But to be honest, in that time in football, that was normal. Greg Williams is still calling defenses in the NFL as we speak today. It's not as serious as people make it. So if the casting was more on the lighter side because they want to lighten up the story, I'm with that.
Yeah, it's going to be a comedic look at him coaching the high school team. I don't think it's a serious look at Bountygate. So
I like it, because please don't make Bountygate like it was, you know, it was Watergate. It was not Watergate.
Right. I think one more. What? I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I think you guys are way off here, man. Like, Kevin James showed his range and Paul Blart Mall Cop 1 and 2. I really think you guys are off on this one.
I happen to like Kevin James a lot. I loved King of Queens. And as you know, I am a new fan to grown-ups. But I thought it was strange casting, but that's all right. I like Kevin James.
What is his most serious? Does he have any serious
films? No.
You know what? I'm looking through his little filmography. There's nothing that's serious.
No, there's nothing serious. And this will be a silly one. This is a straight to Netflix movie, right?
Yeah. It's a Happy Madison production. Adam Sandler.
Oh, so it's Adam Sandler doing it. All right. Yeah. It's like Bird Box. All right, one last one, Solana. One last talk about it Tuesday.
Okay, I'll let you guys decide. You want a Mel Kiper update, his latest mock draft, or a Guinness World Record?
I'll go Guinness World Record.
I would let you read off the back of a cereal box before I wanted to have a Mel Kiper take.
We'll get to that later then. The woman with the Guinness World Record for longest fingernails just had them cut off.
This.
Yeah. They were 24 feet, 7 inches long in total.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Yeah, she looked disgusting. I don't know if anybody saw the picture. She looked disgusting. There's no way she could live an actual human life. I don't know if she was able to monetize having those fingernails. I don't know why she would have wasted 30 years of her life with those fingernails. They were. It was disgusting, and I'm glad the world is rid of them.
She's gonna be empty inside. I don't know. Like, that was her identity. You just hit her.
No,
head
that
off.
Was. That was definitely her identity. You're right. That was
it's
her identity.
30 years. Now she walks in. Nobody looks at her. Nobody talks to her. There's no, like, that was her. That was her icebreaker. Was having these big ass hands hanging out of these bags. Right. I think she's going to be miserable.
Yeah. Well, you had a nice run, lady. It was longer than we all expected. Let's move on. Is that it?
You told me one more right before I read that one.
Yeah. I didn't know if you had a take on it is what was my.
No. No.
You do not have a take on it?
I mean, it's fingernails, whatever.
It was your topic. All right, there you go. A rousing rendition of Talk About It Tuesday. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
Bobody, I like it.
Hock and Crowder.
We're going to give everybody a gift here. Very excited about this. We didn't even know what we were stumbling into when Solana mentioned Charles Barkley potentially having been an announcer on Monday Night Football. So it got me to thinking about that NBA on TNT moment. So would you like to hear this, Crowder? Yes. I don't think we've played it in over a year. I can't recall playing it in a while.
You see, I reluctantly, but I had to say yes. I do want to.
It outrages people because Shaq is so right. You know, Shaq, people love for Shaq to be wrong, although Shaq had that great viral moment last week where he paid for the kid's engagement ring and he paid for a family's furniture. And I love all that stuff. But this is a moment from NBA on TNT where Kenny Smith, obviously, and we haven't played this in a while, so I'm doing it off memory. Kenny Smith, it sounds like they had been talking about Kenny Smith buying a new truck. And he decided that he didn't want to buy a truck. It obviously had a very large gas tank, right? Because it would be $80 to fill the tank. And so he didn't want to spend that much money filling his tank with gas every time that he had to. And Shaq has a brilliant fix.
Brilliant.
A brilliant fix to the idea. And so there's Ernie Johnson, and there's Shaq, and there's Kenny Smith. And this is a conversation they're having, this is several years ago now, on NBA on TNT, and I think Shaq is 100% right. Listen to this.
Yeah, because I told him I didn't want to get a certain vehicle because of the amount of gas I would have to spend. Yeah. It costs like $80.
To fill it up.
And he said, then you said.
When it gets to half, then you put $20, you bring it back to full.
Yeah. But if I keep doing, I would have to stop more often and still spend $80.
No, you wouldn't.
Why?
You're complaining about when it gets to zero, you spend $80. Right? When it gets to half, you put 20. Then when it get back to half, you put 20.
Yeah, but I'll keep stopping, putting 20 in, and it'll be 80, Kenny, the same amount of gas. Same amount of gas.
The average human stops once a week for gas, right? With you, you only work here twice. You would probably have to stop maybe once every 2 weeks. Don't even try it.
This is bordering.
Nobody
on,
travel more than me.
This well, is I'm bordering on what's closer, the West Coast or the Moon.
So if
this
wait,
is bordering this, on that.
You're
telling me that I wouldn't have to if I didn't let my gas get down, I wouldn't have to fill it up as much.
No, I'm saying you're complaining about the $80. That's what the conversation right. about.
But four what? Times 20 is 80 because I'm gonna stop four times.
No, you're not gonna stop four times. No, you're not gonna stop four times. Not in 1 week. You're not.
Anyway,
Kenny,
the West Coast is closer than the Moon.
If you let it get to zero, right, Monday through Friday, right, then you got to pay 80 to fill it back up.
Right.
Okay, but if you let it get to half by Wednesday, then you pay 20.
No, back it won't get to half by. Right, but if Wednesday it's going to be 40, and then on Friday it'll be 40.
Not 40,
again.
20. Yeah. It's going to be 20.
No.
It's going to be 20.
Not half. Half of 80 is 40.
But no, listen to what I'm saying.
I am.
Okay.
So if I every day if I did if I just
no you ain't gonna have to put gas in every day. Don't play me right now.
I'm not playing.
Don't play with me right now.
I'm sorry. I really want to know because Ernie, I want to get this call, but
no,
I really want to save gas money.
You're complaining.
Please tell me. Listen. I want to know how I'm gonna save gas money.
You're complaining about the $80.
Yes.
Right.
So I'm
at zero. Okay. So at zero is 80.
No question.
So right at full is 80, right?
Yes.
So if it gets to half, that'll be 40, right?
No question
so
about it.
So if you put 20 in, then you bring it back up to 3/4. Right?
No, if I put 20 in, it'll get to 1/4.
Jeez, yeah.
But it'll be 3/4. It'll be 3/4 full.
3/4 empty.
No, 3/4 full.
But who's on first?
This.
Yeah.
You know what?
But who's on first?
Nobody travels more than me.
I love that. I love that so much, man. And Shaq is right. If Kenny's problem, if Kenny's problem was, I don't want to fill the car and have it cost me $80, then never allow the car to get under half. And the most you'll spend is $40 at a time. It's irrefutable. Shaq is 100% right.
Kenny said you're going to stop twice as much.
Okay, maybe, but probably not because you don't. No. Because you don't often let it get down to zero. So you just assume that the halfway point on the tank means empty. You will never spend more than $40 filling your tank with gas. And the only problem that Kenny had was that he doesn't want to spend $80 to fill the car with gas. And Shaq gave him a solution.
You went to UM. Shaq went to LSU. My kids are never going to either.
But it's so right. It's 100% correct. If you don't want to spend $80 filling your tank with gas, make sure that when it gets down to half, which would only be $40, that's when you consider it to be empty.
So let's stop every day and put $4 in, and you'll never have to spend over $10 putting gas in.
That is true.
That makes no sense. It's miles per gallon. It's a miles per gallon argument. The more
but that
you
wasn't
drive,
his problem. His problem
use.
Was putting in $80 at a pop, and he solved it. Shaq solved it. He did.
Shaq's eyes are too close. He don't know what's going on.
Solana, do you understand that what Shaq was saying is correct?
He solved paying $80. You're right.
Correct. Which was the only problem presented. Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to spend $200 on shoes, so I'm going to buy one Jordan this week, one Jordan next week, so I spend $100 each week. I still spent $200 on shoes.
Correct, but that wasn't the problem. See, if Kenny Smith said, I don't want to spend $6,000 a year in gas, well, there's no solution to that because that's what it's going to cost you to run that car for a year. But if the problem is solely I don't want to spend $80 when I fill the tank with gas. Well, then assume the tank is empty when it's half full, and you'll never spend $80 to fill a tank with gas. It'll be 40 max.
You and Shaq are special.
Yeah, but it's correct. It's correct.
You know that's not the problem. Kenny's question was wrong is what it is. Kenny's concerned was wrong on how he
maybe not. Maybe you're thinking that was what his concern was. Maybe his concern really was only I don't want to spend $80 at a pop because that sounds like too much. Well, Shaq solved it.
It's
Asia. He did. Asia, no UM, no LSU for the babies.
Like somebody texts in here, I don't want to pay $2,000 mortgage every month. If I pay $1,000 on the 15th and I still owe $1,000, I still have to pay $2,000 at the end of the month. That's not what Kenny was saying. Kenny was saying, I don't want to write a check for $2,000 for my mortgage. He doesn't give any time limits. It's just, I don't want to write a check for $2,000 for the mortgage. And so Shaq is saying, okay, pay it twice a month. You'll never write a $2,000 check. You'll write two $1,000 checks 2 weeks apart. So he would be solving that problem. If the problem was, I don't want to write a check for $2,000 because I find that unpalatable, Shaq gave a solution. He didn't say, I don't want to spend X amount of dollars by the end of the year. He said, I don't want to spend $80 filling the tank with gas. Okay, well, if it's full at half, then you'll never spend more than 40.
But do you agree that, like Shaq argued, Kenny's going to stop two times as much as he would if he fills an empty tank?
Right, I mean, but how often do you always have a full tank? So I don't think it's a correct argument. Like, you don't often drive around with a full tank. So you're going to stop when you stop, and you fill, if you stop when it gets down to half, to put it back to full is only going to cost you $40.
Do you and Shaq understand what miles per gallon is?
But you're arguing something else.
When I fill up my Suburban, it says like 485 miles until empty. If I stop at 200 miles to empty, I got to add another 285, you know, miles or gallons to equal those miles. If I stopped at four and when it was on zero, I still had to add 485. I'm still adding the same amount of gas to my tank. I'm just
But how often do you get it down to zero?
Oh,
and how often do you get it up to full?
Me. I'll ride a car till it starts puttering.
We're running late here, so let me skip the commercial. I'll do it in the 4 o'clock hour. 4 o'clock hour is next. Now, if you don't like the 4 o'clock hour, next hour can be the 5 o'clock hour. If you pretend that this was the 4 o'clock hour, you see, it all comes out in the wash. 4 o'clock hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
No.
Oh yeah.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.